It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton, and proud to be talking sports again here in Indianapolis. And this show is underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company. All your roofing needs at AAARoofingCompany.com. And if you're a startup business or maybe need some help as a medium-sized business and need some help with your website, 21ology.com. That's what they do at 21ology.com. Well, 9/11. That's the day we're taping this show and the first airing of this show this week. And I really, as I drove down here today, the guys that stand on the overpasses, they're at 96th Street, and I think they're at 106th Street. I think I saw them at 116th Street down I-69. First of all, thank you for that, just to get out there and help people remember. I don't know how anybody forgets, but to help people remember. I know as a Catholic man, I think what I try to do every year, if not on this day, someday this week, pick a day and go to daily Mass. Say a prayer. Father Bauer at Our Lady of Grace told, you know, we were talking about how do you remember? What's the best way to remember this? And the best way, as always, as we all know, is to just say a prayer. Say a prayer for those who lost their lives. Say a prayer for the families who are still grieving 17 years later. Interesting, a friend of mine goes to church with me. Her son was born on this day 17 years ago. He was born on 9/11, the day it happened. And he was asking her, wow, that's such a sad day. And no, it's not. No, it's not, Blaine. It's a very, very happy day. God chose that day for you to be born. And sure, across the world, it was a tragedy. But new life came into being that day for Blaine Teeters. So happy birthday, Blaine. 25th Brickyard 400 is in the books. Yeah, it took an extra day. Everybody tired of rain like I am. Yep, but the winner was Brad Keselowski. And here he is after the race.
Today was obviously a big day, but for us, a number of reasons why, and I know most of you know that, but I'll just go ahead and repeat them. With Roger Penske getting his first cup win here, and myself getting the first cup win here, at such a historic racetrack that means so much to all of motorsports. So for us to have our name on that win list sure does mean a lot to me, I can tell you that. And then you look at some of the other things we have going on, about to enter the playoffs, of course. Having those few extra playoff bonus points, you never know when you're going to need those. You just can't ever predict it. So having five more of those sure does make us feel good about the next 10 weeks ahead. And then finally, like you said, our sponsors, Discount Tire, that's the first. They've been with me since 2010. And you know, I don't know if I would be here in my career without them. But this is the first time they've been with us at the Cup level. And this is their first win. What a great first win to have. And I'm really happy for them as well. So just a terrific day all the way around. And I'm really, really happy, really just very much thrilled. Today was not an easy day. We certainly didn't go out and just dominate the whole race. But my team executed everything perfectly. Caught a little bit of break, but we put ourselves in position for that break and then executed before and after it. So just very much thrilled to be here and thrilled to be a Brickyard 400 winner.
And that's Brad Keselowski, the winner of the 25th Brickyard 400 at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. As I said, they had to run it on Monday this week instead of Sunday because of all the rain. An interesting note on that one, that was Roger Penske's first win at Indianapolis in a cup car. Roger Penske, longtime IndyCar champion. Matter of fact, his teams have won 17 Indianapolis 500s, and now he gets one Brickyard 400. Brad Keselowski, congratulations to the champion. Eric Jones was second on Monday, Denny Hamlin third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Clint Bauer was a top five. So congratulations to all of them, and another great event and another great day for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Other big news, of course, football. The Colts open their season with a tough one. They lose to Cincinnati 34-23. I think we found out that Andrew Luck's arm is okay. He threw the ball 53 times. He was 39 of 53 for 319 yards. You know, both sides of the football looked a little rusty, I thought. I thought Andrew looked, even though he threw it 53 times, they would just seem like they just weren't quite there, and the defense seemed the same way, and they've still got a lot of improving to do, and that's really what he said Andrew Luck afterwards, and what Coach Reich also said was, hey, it's a work in progress. It's game one of 16. Let's get back to work. Adam Vinatieri, good Catholic guy, had three field goals, one of them 51 yards. He's 45 years old and kicking 51-yard field goals. Congratulations to Adam as he just keeps booting them. I think the kind of the play of the weekend, if you're an NFL fan, was Aaron Rodgers on Monday night. I know a lot of Bears fans are saying, well, how could you possibly mention that? But Aaron Rodgers gets hurt in the first half. Looks like he may be done for the game, maybe worse. Well, he comes back a la Willis Reed, comes back after halftime and leads the Packers back to a win over the Bears. That was sort of the remarkable moment, if you will, in the NFL. How about some college football? Did you see the Ball State-Notre Dame game? How about those Cardinals? They pushed the Irish all the way to the brink, really. And I think if it wasn't for a pass interference call that wasn't called on the Notre Dame interception, it wasn't called, and that led to the Irish touchdown. And Ball State really played them tough. Notre Dame gets out of there with a win, 24-16 over the Cardinals. Afterwards, Brian Kelly, coach of the Irish, with a big sigh of relief.
Well, we're happy to win the game. This is about winning games, and that'd be our second win. And winning for us is what the goal is each and every week. So we accomplish that. Now, let's look at the things that we have to do. Which there's a number of things we have to do better. First of all, is we've got to coach better. We got to prepare our football team better, and that starts with me. I got to prepare our team better. I think Ball State did a great job of coming into this game and doing exactly what they needed to do. Possess the football. I think they had 90-something plays, ball control. They ate up clock. They did the things necessary to be in a position to compete, and they did a great job. Their preparation was great. Their coaching was better. And so, as we look back on what we have to do better, we have to prepare our football team better. Our players have to bring a little bit more energy to the game. That's on them. They know that. So we go into a game like this with, we're happy to win, but I've got to prepare our team better. We've got to coach them better. And our guys got to come with more energy into this kind of game. Ball State did a great job. With their game plan and what they needed to do to make this the kind of game that it was. And we'll learn from it and move on. Get ready for Vanderbilt.
That's the Notre Dame coach, Brian Kelly. As he said, next up for them, they play Vanderbilt. That was fun, though. As I've had two kids at Ball State, one son graduate, one a freshman there now. And it was fun to kind of see the Cardinals do what they did. And their coach afterwards said, hey, no moral victories. We came here to try to win, and they played them tough. But that's I bet the recruiting phone was a whole lot more fun when you get a chance, when you hear people talking about what they how hard they played and how well they played against Notre Dame. That'll help Ball State recruit for the future. I think so, too. How about Marion? Marion got a big win. They went up to Chicago and beat Robert Morris 51-7. So the Knights remain undefeated on the season. They get another weekend off this week, and then their next home game, and it is at home, is on September 22nd. High school football, Chatard is 4-0. What a great start for the Trojans. They beat Cathedral 17-14. Chatard playing at Southport next. And Cecina, Ott Hurley, continues to do it. Cecina is 4-0. They play this week at Roncalli. That ought to be a battle. The Rebels, though, off to an 0-4 start this year. Garin Catholic, 45-0 winners last week over Howe. The Golden Eagles are 3-1. And this could be the game of the week, I think. Garin Catholic, 3-1. They host Columbus North. The Bulldogs come to town 4-0. So a 4-0 team against a 3-1 team at Garin Catholic on Friday night. Brebeuf hosts Culver. And Ritter got their first win of the season. Congratulations to Coach Ty Hunt and the Ritter Raiders as they finally get on the board this year. They get their first win. They beat Speedway, which is like two. If you're a Ritter fan, beating Speedway is like winning two because that's a big rivalry game for them. Ritter beat Speedway 38-0. And I do want to say a big attaboy, attagirl, and atta everybody to the fans and the parents and the bands who sat out there in the rain on Friday night. If you went to any game, chances are you got wet on Friday night. And it's really neat to see. I know the parents sort of have to go, right? But the fans and the band and the cheerleaders and everybody, the administrators that just put through those kind of games, it's tough. I remember years ago when my oldest son was playing a football game and they got a big win. I think it was when the last time Noblesville beat Westfield, which Noblesville did win Friday night. It was in the rain and it was cold. And I remember my son telling a story to actually when he spoke at the senior night. And he said, I remember looking up there and here it was raining and cold and hardly anybody was there. But I looked up there and I saw my dad. And so if you're a parent, if you're a family member, realize that those kids love to look up there and see their family. So congratulations to all the parents and everybody else that made it through the rain. In their song, I made it through the rain. And you did on Friday night when you watched your high school football team get a win. Well, we're going to take a break. We're about halfway through this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly. An old friend, an old name that you know is going to join us next, Ed Tender, when Catholic Sports Weekly continues.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com. It's not too early to sign up for our Catholic Radio annual dinner. This year's dinner will be on Tuesday, October 2nd at the Northside Knights of Columbus Hall near 71st and Keystone. Archbishop Charles Thompson will be our guest speaker. There'll be a silent auction, a live auction, some great food, and a chance to meet the staff and board members of Catholic Radio Indy. You can sign up right now at catholicradioindy.org or by giving us a call at 317-870-8400.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. This show, underwritten in part by AAA Roofing. For more information, go to AAARoofingCompany.com. And also the Elam Group, Environmental Consultants, Elam USA. That's ELAMUSA.com. Let's say hi to an old friend, Ed Tender. Retired. The retired one. Ed Tender, formerly of CYO and, well, anything Catholic, anything goes with Ed Tender. Welcome to the show, Ed. Good to have you here.
Well, it's good to be here, Will. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, you retired after 37 years last year from CYO Executive Director. What has retirement for the last year been like for you?
Well, it's been great, but I have to say, retiring from a job you don't like probably is a little bit different than retiring from a job that you love. I am enjoying what I'm doing, and I wouldn't trade for the world. I don't have any desire to necessarily go back to work, but I just miss so much about it that retirement is just moving on to a different stage of life for me.
Well, and it's a lot more time with Kathy, right?
Absolutely. And gosh bless her. She's got some health problems that require a little bit of attention, and I love that. I love the opportunity to be there for her and kind of manage that situation with her. I wouldn't have it any other way. So God was looking after both of us when he put us in the positions we were. Kathy taught at Ron Colley High School for 43 years. I was there 9 years and then 37 at CYO. We were Archdiocese employees for almost a century together, and it's just we're blessed to be able to both retire and spend this time together.
Yeah, and I read that. I think it was in the Criterion where they did a really nice article on you and your retirement, and it talked about that it was like 90 years of service to the Archdiocese. That is special. And I what do you miss most about it? I would imagine just the opportunity to be around the kids and see their smiles, and I would imagine that's maybe number one, but I don't know. What do you miss about being around CYO?
Well, it's the events, and you put the kids in there. I'm going to lump the parents in there, too. I enjoyed the relationships. I enjoyed, Will, was the platform to be able to communicate what I thought was important about youth activities and youth sports in the Catholic Church. And I just relish that, and I miss that. I just miss that opportunity. But I'm grateful for the years that I had to be able to do that.
Yeah. We're talking with Ed Tender, the former CYO executive director who's now in retirement. And I've noticed a lot. I follow you on Facebook, and you're doing a lot of grandkid stuff, right? You're spending a lot of time with that. And I remember one time, I don't know if I can remember how he said it, but Lou Holtz one time was speaking at a thing, and he said something along the lines of, you know, how great it was when your grandkids visit. He said, but the great thing about grandkids is that they leave. They go away. and he said something like, he said, oh, these eyes, they've seen the lights of Paris and they've seen the lights of Rome, but the greatest sight these eyes have ever seen is the taillights of the kids, the grandkids going home.
Going home.
And I'm sure it's like that for you, isn't it? I mean, you gotta love them and you hold them, but then their parents have to take care of them.
Oh, there's tremendous truth to that. But, you know, there's a special relationship that grandparents have with their grandchildren. It's unlike a parent with a child. It's completely different. You can't explain it unless you've had the opportunity to do that, but I've never gone to so many soccer games and Little League games.
Yeah, and that's saying a lot for you, because you've been to a lot of those over the years.
Well, I've been to a lot of them as an administrator, and now I'm going as a grandparent. I love it as a grandparent. I can sit there and, you know, if a coach gets out of line or something occurs, I just relax, go get myself a Diet Coke. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet you do. Hey, when you look at the state of the CYO right now, I know Bruce Cyphers is, you know, the heir. He was the guy that took over your reins, and he's doing a fine job. I love Coach Cyphers. He's a really good guy. But if you had to look at it now, I know you and I talked towards the end of maybe a couple of years ago, we were talking about the decline of youth football and how there's just not as many teams and not as many players, and is it even tougher to find the coaches sometimes. Where is the state of the game, and how concerned about it are you?
Well, I kind of asked two questions there. State of the game, which I guess you were referring to football.
Yes.
State of CYO.
Yeah.
State of football. You know, yes, it is a challenge. I tell you, CYO is in great hands.
Yes.
There's basically two components to it, and that, well, number one is messaging, setting the culture. Nobody's better at doing that than Coach Bruce Cyphers. And then, you know, the organization of the activities. The staff that I work with is still there. They're doing a great job. So you got tremendous staff organizing the activities. You got Coach Bruce communicating the message, setting the culture. It's in great hands. So, you know, they'll do a great job as far as CYO is concerned. Regarding football, I don't know. I really thought, I'm a little puzzled. I thought it would level out after a couple years. It hasn't. It's still declining a little bit. But I've been in a couple meetings with USA football folks and Bruce. And there's some direction changes. You know, football is a sport. It's a little unusual. When you think about it, you take every sport outside of football. Kids play on fields that are smaller than the fields they see major leaguers play on television. In football, though, they're playing on, you know, and they've been always been playing on the same size field. They play the same game with football played the same way. And maybe we need to look at a different model for football. We need to get kids re-energized in the sport for the fun of it and just the developmental experiences that are involved in the game of football that really, by virtue of the nature of the game, can't be gained anywhere else. Football will come back at a younger level, but we need to re-look at how we offer it. But I'll say this, Will. You know, football is one of 13 sports that CYO offers.
Yeah.
There's other sports. We've got a cross-country program that it is thriving. The number of kids running cross-country is unbelievable. And I go to these soccer games, which I previously referenced regarding my grandchildren, and there's hundreds, maybe 1,000 kids on these fields playing soccer. My point being, you know, kids are still active. Kids are playing. Kids are involved in different sports, and that's good. That's healthy. CYO is not intended to prepare high school athletes for high school football. That's not what our mission is. We just use CYO as a platform to teach gospel messages, to teach kids how to behave around other people, how to live their lives, a little bit about discipline. You can do that in a lot of different sports. So a decline in football is not a decline in kids being involved. They're involved in some other things. But trust me, football will come back.
Yeah. Talking with Ed Tender, he's former executive director at the CYO. Now he's retired, enjoying the good life. And overall, you're right about cross country. I was going to my church last night early of grace for a meeting, and they had the cross country event at our church, and it was packed. I mean, there you couldn't find a parking spot, and there had, like you said, there were hundreds of kids competing in you know, many churches and CYO programs competing out there, and the kids were running by. And I remember once my uncle said, "Well, I'll start jogging when I see one jogger run by with a smile on his face." But I saw a lot of kids with smiles on their face last night. They love it. They love the competition, don't they?
Oh, the last ones through are smiling, and the parents and the other team members and opponents are cheering them on. It's I get emotional at cross country meets, and that CYO cross country meet, we had 1,200 runners in it.
Wow.
That was just one of the neatest experiences I had as CYO director, and I just loved it. I loved cheering those kids on, regardless if they finished first or they were bringing up the tail end.
Yeah. Well, and I think, like you said, it's such a great opportunity to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and to think about how the mentors that the kids get to look up to, the parents who volunteer to coach. And I know when I used to coach, there was always a prayer before and after practice, before and after the games. And that's so important. And it's for them to be around that atmosphere at a young age, that, like you said, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's important. That's the carryover in the sport. That's the carryover to their development in life and in their faith. There's just nothing better than that.
Yeah. Talking with Ed Tender, so you talk about retirement. You said you're getting ready to play some golf this afternoon. Now, has your golf game improved in the last year? That's the big question.
You know, Will, I've always thought of myself as fairly athletic. I've been around athletics all my life. I feel I can look at an athlete or a golfer swing club, and I think I can go out there and do it. My game hasn't improved one iota. I can't figure it out. This is really frustrating.
Well, do you ever practice, or is it all just go play?
Well, you know, I practice, but I've finally figured out that I'm practicing being bad, and I'm getting pretty good at it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of good Indiana PGA professionals that would be glad to help Ed Tender work on his golf game.
No, I think they would have, it would be a challenge that would be quite mountainous for many of them.
Yeah. Are you traveling and seeing the world a little bit? What else is going on in your life?
You know what? We haven't been able to do that. We did take a week's vacation to Hilton Head, South Carolina this past summer, but we haven't been able to travel because of Kathy's health issues. Mm-hmm. She just had a kidney transplant the 1st of January. It's her second kidney transplant. And God love her. It's just a challenge that she fights through every day. And, again, as I said, I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be on this journey with her. And, you know, we're going to make it. We're going to be fine. But you got to just wake up every morning with the idea that you're going to do what you can to get better, and that's the way we look at it.
Well, you talk about someone who's an inspiration. Kathy sure is. You talk about the kids who finished last and are smiling. Someone who's going through what she's going through, she still has such a great personality. I remember seeing her a couple of years ago when we were at Marion and we honored you. She's still fighting the fight, right? And that's what you wouldn't expect anything less, would you?
Well, she is. And you know, I was a head football coach. I was CYO director, and both those jobs required a tremendous amount of time. And God bless her. She held the fort down here at home and was just always completely supportive of me. And I'm just getting the opportunity to pay that back. So I'm still in her debt. I can't get out of the hole yet. It'll take a long time, but I'm grateful to have the opportunity to do it.
Well, thank you, Ed. I really appreciate catching up with you, and it just sounds like things are going well. And tell Kathy, she's always in our prayers, and so are you. And just, again, from everybody in Central Indiana, thank you for all you've done for our community.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I just want to thank everybody for the opportunity to be able to be there with them all that time.
Well, hit them straight.
All right, Will. Thank you.
All right. That's Ed Tender, former executive director at the CYO, now enjoying retirement, enjoying an opportunity to be around his wife, Kathy. So we're going to take a break. We'll continue with Catholic Sports Weekly right after this short timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Catholic Sports Weekly, underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. Well, we're about to wrap up this edition of this show this week. I do want to say thanks to Ed Tender. It was great catching up with him. And I want you to remember that coming up real soon on October 2nd is the annual Catholic Radio Indy Annual Dinner. Yep, the annual dinner coming up on October 2nd, and Archbishop Thompson is going to be there as the featured guest. So a lot of neat opportunity to hear a great message, but also there's a silent auction, I think a live auction, and one of the things that they're giving away is a 3-bedroom condominium in Florida. So that's part of the live or silent. Is it the live or silent auction, Jim?
That's going to be the live auction.
That's going to be the live auction. So you go to Florida sometime, not right now. When
right,
all the
got a whole year to use it.
He had a whole year to use it. So that's part of the festivities at the annual dinner coming up at October 2nd for Catholic Radio Indy. If you want more information, you can call 317-870-8400 or go to CatholicRadioIndy.org. Again, the number 317-870-8400. Seats are still available, but they're going fast. So join us at the annual dinner October 2nd. And thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Catholic Sports Weekly. Hope your team gets a win, whether it's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Enjoy yourself, and God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.